This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday that the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, had proposed, quote, numerous changes, unquote, in its response to a ceasefire proposal. He noted that some of the changes were workable, while others are not.
In the days ahead, we are going to continue to push on an urgent basis with our partners, with Qatar, with Egypt, to try to close this deal, because we know it's in the interests of Israelis, Palestinians, the entire world.
A Hamas official told Reuters that a ceasefire must lead to a permanent end to hostilities in Gaza, withdrawal of Israeli forces, reconstruction of the Palestinian enclave, and release of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky are set to sign a security agreement when they meet Thursday during the G7 summit in Italy. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says it's a long-term demonstration of U.S. support for the Ukrainian people.
That we stand with them and that we'll continue to help address their security needs, not just tomorrow, but out into the future.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the agreement will not commit U.S. troops directly to Ukraine's defense against Russian attack. At the same time, he says it is a message to Vladimir Putin that Washington will stand with Kyiv for the long haul.
He just cannot wait us out, and this agreement will show our resolve and continued commitment.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Russian ballistic missile strike on Ukraine's southern city of Kryvyi Rih on Wednesday killed 9 people and injured 29, including 5 children. Interior Minister Ihor Klemenko said. Kryvyi Rih is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown and is the deadliest attack in